Bitcoin slips below 77K as Trump's Iran warning hits risk assets. Bitcoin traded at 76,796 as of May 18, 2026, down 2.09% on the day and 5.22% over the past week after President Trump issued a fresh warning to Iran over the weekend. CoinDesk reported the slide as part of a broader risk-off move that also pulled U.S. Treasury futures and equity index futures lower in pre-European trading. Ethereum sat at $215, off 3.57% in 24 hours, while Solana fell 2.93% to $84.35. The coin market cap fear and greed reading printed 39 fear at the same window. The CoinDesk write-up frames the move as a coordinated repricing of risk. Bonds from Tokyo to New York extended losses, energy prices ticked higher on Middle East escalation fears, and rate cut expectations for major central banks pulled back. Reuters separately reported that rising oil prices were already feeding into inflation expectations and pushing global rate hike odds. Bitcoin moved in the same direction as long-duration assets, which is the pattern that has dominated 2026 so far. The setup before the drop BTC had been holding the high 70Ks through the previous week as U.S. spot ETFs absorbed roughly $1 billion in net outflows. We covered the ETF bleed earlier this week and the broader crisis tripwire's sell-off that hit risk assets at the start of the month. The Trump warning is the next leg of the same story, not a new chapter. Each escalation in Middle East tension has compressed the buffer between spot price and the 75K level that polymarket traders have been pricing 60% odds against. Order book depth has thinned alongside the move. Coin margined funding rates on major perp venues flipped negative briefly during the European morning, and exchange inflows have stayed elevated since the ETH-BTC ratio printed a yearly low last week. The structural picture is the same one liquidations made obvious on Friday, when longs lost $563 million in 24 hours. The Iran to crypto transmission channel. The mechanical channel runs through oil and bonds. A credible Middle East escalation pushes Brent higher, which lifts headline inflation, which pulls down expectations for near-term rate cuts. Long-duration assets, including Bitcoin, in 2026's correlation regime, sell off in sympathy. Reuters' bond desk note this morning made the same point. Yields rose across Tokyo and New York, with rate hike pricing creeping back into curves that had been positioned for cuts. Bitcoin's behavior over the past three sessions does not look like a safe haven response. It looks like a leverage proxy for global risk sentiment. That distinction matters because the gold substitute narrative breaks down whenever geopolitical stress is paired with oil-driven inflation pressure. Gold rallied on the Trump warning. Bitcoin did not. The numbers that actually matter for context as of May 18, 2026, BTC 7676, 209%, 24H, 522%, 7, market cap 154 TF, 21115, 357%, 24, 931%, 7, market cap 255 B, Sol, 8435, 2.93%, 24H, 11139%, 70, XRP 138, 314%, 24H, BNB 638, 61, 24%, 24H, fear and greed, 39, fear. The seven-day picture is steeper than the daily prints suggest. ETH is off nearly 10% over the week, SOL more than 11%, and BTC has shed over 5%. The fear and greed reading at 39 is well below the 50 neutral line, but still above the 25 threshold that has historically marked capitulation lows. Sentiment has room to compress further before the contrarian setup gets interesting. Levels traders are watching the technical map below current prices short. 75K is the round number floor, and the polymarket strike. 72.5K is the prior demand zone from the March consolidation. Below that, the chart opens up towards 68K. Spot ETF flows over the next two sessions will tell whether the outflow trend deepens or stabilizes, and the auction tape on U.S. 10-year futures will indicate whether the bond move stops feeding back into risk assets. A reversal would need either a de-escalation signal from the White House or a softer-than-expected U.S. inflation print to reset rate cut odds. Neither is on the immediate calendar.